it's the Foodie 411. I'm your host, Vincent Rotolo, giving you the inside look at food and beverage in Las Vegas off of the Las Vegas Strip. We're coming to you live from Palm Plaza Studios, and again, you're listening to 99.7. It's the highway vibe. So if you're out on the road driving into Vegas, you may be thinking, where are we going to eat in town? And so the big trend in the city of Las Vegas is the high-profile chefs from the Strip are now saying, hey, I want to have my own restaurant off of the Strip, right? Sheridan Sue did that. He opened Flock and Fowl. At Eureka, he has Fat Choi. Shout out to Sheridan Sue. Also, Brian Howard opened Sparrow and Wolf, and several other big-time chefs are now leaving the Las Vegas Strip and going out to the outer areas, whether it's downtown Las Vegas or Chinatown or some of the other areas of Vegas. So what we do is give you all that information on where you can find the hottest local food trends in Vegas that are off the Strip. And as a tourist coming into the city, we always want to make sure you get the local scoop. And because I know when I'm traveling, I got to tell you, I don't really like eating. When I go to New York City, I'm not eating on Times Square, that's for sure. And so what we do is we try to give you, the listener, that alternative, because we all know it costs us like $1 zillion to eat on the Strip. You got to kind of like take out a mortgage on a dinner. It's never fun to be paying for your dinner like for 4 months after you've eaten it. So what we want to do is give you dinner options where you can just kind of go hang out and enjoy your time here in town. And hopefully you guys get an opportunity to check out Palm Plaza. That's where we're recording from. The Palm Plaza Studios here. It's on Las Vegas Boulevard between Gas and Garces. And there's home to Rick's Rollin' Smoke Barbecue Shop. We got some other places here. Chumley's got the candy shop here. But my pizza shop, Good Pie, check us out. It's goodpie.com. And I want to really thank everybody for emailing me for the Thanksgiving recipes we'd offered last week. If you stay tuned, just a couple minutes, we'll be offering up some other recipes. And if you missed out on getting your opportunity to get the Thanksgiving recipes, we had the porchetta and the bacon basket weave of bacon on your turkey breast. You can still get those recipes. Just email me, vincent@vincentrotolo.com or pizza@goodpie.com, and I'll shoot you over some recipes. All righty. So what we like to do at this point of the show is go over Facebook events. My Facebook event page, I got to tell you, it's blowing up with all these crazy events. And Saturday, December 1st, is a milestone day for me personally. On Saturday, December 1st in 2011 was the day I moved to Las Vegas. And so 7 year anniversary of me living in Las Vegas. I didn't think I was going to last 7 years with all the temptations here in town. But fortunately for me, I'm living my dream, owning my own pizza shop here in Vegas, in the downtown community that's thriving. And so I want to really thank all of the support that we've gotten over the last 7 years to make Las Vegas my home that I really just have fallen in love with. So thank you, everybody. Now, you may not know this, but Las Vegas is an awesome place to live. And so the community of the culinary professionals here, it's really a melting pot of every culture. We're going to hear from some different people from different backgrounds, whether they're, you know, honoring their tradition or trying to create some new innovations and also trying to balance those two ideas. They'll be coming out in just a little bit. But first, Facebook events. So Saturday, December 1st at Tenaya Creek Brewery, that's on 831 West Bonanza Road. All right, you're going to get the Vegan Brews and Barbecue event. It's awesome. Excited to bring this special brand of food to this event. And 10% of the sales will go back to Forget Me Not Animal Sanctuary. And so all the animal lovers out there, we want to go out here. And I got to tell you, the event is from 12 to 8 p.m. But from 12 to 4 p.m. there at Tenaya Creek Brewery, official Pints for Paws event. So general admission tickets are available for $25. All right, you can go check out right on the Facebook page, the Vegan Brews and Barbecue event. It's Southern fried vegan food for all the vegan lovers and barbecue. I got to tell you, unbelievable. So shout out to Tenaya Creek Brewery giving us those great options. So look into that one on Saturday, December 1st. Also, it's Big Dogs Brewing their 25th anniversary tap takeover. You're going to see this event at Atomic Liquors, our friends at Atomic, 917 Fremont Street, Las Vegas, Nevada. So check it out on Facebook. Also, Saturday, December 1st. It starts at 5 p.m. and it goes until 8 p.m. And this is awesome. So mark your calendars because Big Dog Brewery 25th anniversary, it's a tap takeover event at Atomic Liquors. And you're going to enjoy several beers that have never left the brewery ever. So you can't buy these beers anywhere. You can only get them at this event. There are going to be prize giveaways and you can hang out with the Big Dogs team and hear what's planned for the 26th year. So you got to check that out. Tickets are available. All right, go to the Facebook page, Big Dog Brewing, or go to Atomic Liquors Facebook page. You can get tickets right on Facebook, guys. So you got to check back on that for all the details of Big Dog Brewing Company 25th anniversary. And wait, okay, I love this time of year because it's the Las Vegas Great Santa Run. Hundreds and hundreds of people that have been drinking all day running around the streets like Santa Claus. It's the best thing. I know sometimes it's called SantaCon, and they do this back in New York and Brooklyn, and I'll never forget back in 2013 watching a video of like three dozen Santa Claus dressed up in a street fight. It was unbelievable. The video's on YouTube. It did go viral, but hopefully this year no one takes, you know, things too far because things can escalate when you're dressed up as Santa. Someone tries to one-up you and upstage you in a better Santa outfit. You've been drinking. It can get crazy. But listen, I love the Santa Run, guys. So it's Saturday, December 1st. It starts at 8 a.m. So you're going to start drinking early. It goes to 1:30 and it begins downtown Las Vegas on 800 Fremont Street. You can still get tickets to this. It includes, okay, each year the Santa Run, right, attracts thousands of runners and walkers from all over. There's families, there's businesses, there's individuals. So don't miss your chance to be a part of the largest gathering of Santas in the world. Now, for the first time in its 14-year history, the Las Vegas Great Santa Run will feature an official after party with live entertainment, food vendors, adult beverages, special activities, and much, much more. So don't miss a high-octane set emerging by the Las Vegas Alt Rockers at Silver Stage and other, there's going to be other special performances by band, the Aussie Heat, Legends in Concert, and DJ Ultra. Admission is free for the after party with your Santa Run registration. If you want to register, go right onto the website. It's www.raceentry.com. That's www.raceentry.com. And get into the Las Vegas Great Santa Run. Guys, it's great, great fun for the holiday season, I got to tell you. So that's what's going on for Facebook events. So a lot of attention on social media. My social media page, by the way, it's GoodPieLV. And it's also Vince Rotolo on Instagram. Vince Rotolo on Facebook. But on GoodPieLV on Instagram, we had an amazing, overwhelming response for the porchetta Stromboli that we did, that we proofed like an Italian scotch. It's also known as a Rotolo, no pun intended. So if you want to get the recipe for the porchetta scotcha, the Stromboli that proofs, and it's got all this deliciousness inside, pork and peppers and Calabrian chilies and cheeses, yada, yada, yada. If you want all the details on the porchetta rub, just, again, email me for that recipe, guys, because everyone on social media wants this formula, pizza@goodpie.com. So check it out. We got a great show coming out. Oh, man. We got one of the greatest guys in town, Hemant Kishore, also known as the Six Pack Chef, opening the new spot, Toddy Shop. He's got a crowdfunding campaign, and you can help contribute to helping Toddy Shop get their brick and mortar. Also, we're going to look out for their hangover brunch. We're going to hear more details about that. They have a hangover brunch coming up at Esther's Kitchen, and you can definitely go to Hemant Kishore's Facebook page and find out about the videos for the Toddy Shop crowdfunding campaign that's coming out so Toddy can open his brick and mortar. And by the way, we're going to learn all about what a Toddy Shop actually is. So that's going to be coming up in just a few moments. Also coming into the studio, Nina Manchev of Forte Tapas. Unbelievable. They just celebrated their 9th anniversary, guys. 9 years of operating a booming restaurant off the strip in Las Vegas. You can check them out at barforte.com. And also coming out, super excited about my good friend Diana Edelman of Vegans Baby. Yes, I know. All the fans out there are freaking out. Vegans Baby will be here in the studio, and they're going to announce a lot of big stuff coming up for Veganuary. But Nina Manchev and Diana Edelman from Forte Tapas and Vegans Baby, they're collaborating on a top secret new project, and they're going to actually announce it for the first time to the public right here on Foodie 411. So, guys, we'll be back after these messages with Heyman Kitshore of The Toddy Shop. You're listening to 99.7 The Highway Vibe. This is Vincent Rotolo giving you the Foodie 411. We'll be back after these messages. And we're back. 99.7 The Highway Vibe. This is Vince Rotolo back with the Foodie 411. Giving you that inside perspective on off-strip food and beverage in the culinary world of Las Vegas. Coming into the studio, we have Heyman Kitshore of The Toddy Shop. Heyman, thank you for joining us. Yes! Finally, we got... Now, that's not an applause button. You guys know I've been asking for an applause button, but Heyman needs no button. He just brings it to the table. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great. How are you? Thank you for having me today.
I'm so glad you're here, man. Everybody in town has been talking about Toddy Shop. I want to just get right into it because the first thing that occurred to me when I heard like Toddy Shop is like, what is that? So can you tell everybody, Heyman, just what is a Toddy Shop? Can we just start there?
Yeah. So Toddy Shop is it's a South Indian bar concept as of now, which I'm trying to convert it to a brick and mortar spot.
Nice, nice. So you have this, it's a South Indian. And now what's special about Toddy Shop? What is it that it draws you in or makes you feel like something that's different than a regular other place?
So I am from Kerala, which is from the south of India. And usually all the Indian restaurants that you find in Vegas or in America focuses on northern Indian cuisine. So I'm trying to bring this regional cuisine from where I am from. And particularly Toddy Shop cuisine. What Toddy Shop is it's kind of a dive bar. It's where locals go, get something called toddy.
So is it a risk of getting like into a fight in a toddy shop in India?
Sometimes.
Is it a rowdy spot?
It could be.
Because to me, a dive bar means I gotta watch my back. That's just how I grew up.
It could be, but right now they're also branding it as a family restaurant.
Okay,
with a bar.
So it's a family-oriented dive bar in India. Now, what are some of the types of food? Because I love Indian food, spicy food, and you know, to me, every time I go to an Indian restaurant, they're like, hey, man, can you give us the 1 to 10 spice range? And I'm always trying to be above 5.
Okay.
That's just me. I want to kind of test my, and I'm working on getting that. So in Indian food, man, the Toddy Shop category within that, what's the type of dishes that are you have to have at a Toddy Shop? What are those dishes?
So Kerala is, it's a coastal area. So a lot of dishes are going to be seafood based.
Is it Kerala?
Kerala, yeah.
Yeah, Kerala, okay.
Yeah, Kerala is the state where I'm from.
Got it.
Okay, so a lot of dishes are going to be seafood, you know, anything that's locally available. And we also eat beef, which is like a main point. Like, we are from the south, and contrary to what people believe, we eat beef and a lot of beef.
That's amazing. So if I'm in a toddy shop and I'm having these amazing dishes, what are the types of beverage that goes along with Toddy Shop? Because it's a dive bar. So what would you serve in an Indian dive bar or in a Toddy Shop?
So Toddy Shops are like generic bars that serve something called Toddy. And what Toddy is, it's a...
Is that like a hot toddy? Like what?
No,
not the American.
No, it's
okay.
No, it's something very specific to this region. So it's made out of fermented coconut sap. And it's fermented.
Wow.
It's fermented right on top of the tree itself. So it's not really possible to bottle it and, you know, unless you have a coconut tree.
Oh, okay, okay.
And yeah.
So then...
It's like a coconut beer, if you want to call it.
So that's cool. So what other drinks? Are there a specific type of...
No, it's specifically for toddy and then the food that goes along with it. And the dishes tend to be a little more spicier than usual because the idea is to sell more toddy.
Now, do you have these toddy drink recipes available?
I don't. We are focusing mainly on the food aspect of toddy shops.
Okay.
Just because it's not possible to ferment a coconut drink in the desert.
Well, part of what's great about the downtown community and with you, right, you're already kind of immersed in downtown culinary culture, right? We've done Life is Beautiful together.
Yep.
We're doing pop-ups coming up, and I know you're working on something. I saw you at Esther's Kitchen all the time. I know there's something brewing there. I'm not sure if we can actually talk about that on air, but what Well, we're going to get to that in a minute. So if you guys want to hear about the event at Esther's Kitchen and Toddy Shop, stay tuned. But before we even get into that, I just really want to focus on what you're doing now to raise money to open the restaurant. How can we learn more about what it is that you're doing as far as your fundraising?
So I've been working on building this concept and educating people of how my cuisine is very different from the regular Indian cuisine. So I've been doing pop-ups all over town, and now I feel it's the right time to go ahead and open a shop. For this reason, I'm trying to raise the initial capital through crowdfunding.
Crowdfunding. So where can we actually find your crowdfunding video? Can people, guys, if you're on the road, if you're out there listening, check out this video, and you're going to see more about the actuality of an authentic toddy shop. Where can we find it?
You can find it on my website, Facebook page, or Instagram. It's toddyshopusa.com.
Toddyshopusa.com, guys. Write that down if you're not near your phone. And what's the Facebook page?
It's Facebook and Instagram is Toddy Shop USA.
Toddy Shop USA, Facebook, Instagram. And also, I have to ask you, you're known around town as the six-pack chef. What's this all about, man? Because, I mean, are you that fitness six-pack dude? Because I'm known around town as the pizza belly chef. So it's a little bit different. So tell me about the name six-pack. Where'd that come from?
So it again starts with the weight loss transformation that I got into a couple of years ago. And I was able to lose about 60 pounds through fitness and proper understanding of nutrition.
Guys, if you want to lose 60 pounds or more, get on the Toddy Shop diet. Now, where can we get some? Can you share some recipes with us?
I could, yeah, definitely.
If you're listening and you want a Toddy Shop or an Indian recipe handed down from generation to generation, right? Hey, man, where do we get that? You have an email we can get you?
Yeah, you could get in touch with me through my website. If you go to my website, www.toddyshopusa.com, you can contact me through there.
Okay, so contact Heyman for recipes and more info on Toddy Shops. Guys, get out and support this guy's crowdfunding campaign. We want to get another amazing restaurant option in downtown Las Vegas. So get your checkbooks out. Support Toddy Shop. Now, Toddy, what are these events that we have coming up with Esther's Kitchen that we just touched on earlier?
Yeah, I'm doing a hangover brunch on New Year's Day at Esther's Kitchen. So it's going to be an Indian brunch. I'm going to take over the restaurant and have a whole brunch menu.
A hangover brunch. So what kind of food goes on a hangover brunch? What is it?
Nice, hearty, you know, rich, fatty, greasy.
That's my kind of food. So listen, I'm going to be on New Year's Eve at Sparrow and Wolf getting wasted.
Yeah.
And then when I finally wake up, I'll find myself at Esther's Kitchen for the Toddy Shop hangover brunch on New Year's Day. Right. So if anybody's out there trying to find me, I'm easy to find. Now, tell me some other pop-ups or any other activities you have coming up.
So I'll be at the last Friday in Henderson today.
Right? Oh, wow. Today is the last Friday of the month, and you're going to be in Henderson? So what's that event about?
It's in downtown Henderson.
Downtown Henderson. Where do we find information on Last Friday? Is it lastfriday.com? Do you have a website?
Yeah.
All right, guys. So if you want to see an event tonight, that's a really cool cultural event in Henderson, check out lastfriday.com, and that's going to be coming up soon. So any final words to the listeners?
Yeah, I'd really want you guys to come out and check out all that's happening in Vegas. You know, it's it's not just the Strip, and Strip is amazing, you know, when you need to see it. But there's a lot of fun stuff happening outside the Strip also, and it'll be nice if you could come out and support us. You know, the locals have been supporting us, and that's how we are all here. I'm in the studio with the local support, but we need you guys also to come in.
The thing is this, right, Heyman, I'm so glad you said that, because the listeners of Foodie 411, they don't want to go eat and drink where tourists are going.
Okay.
They're looking for the inside action. Where locals are hanging out, the locals only food and beverage spots, many of them are off the Strip. Because, like, again, if you're in New York City, guys, you're not going out to eat in Times Square.
Right.
Okay? The Strip of Las Vegas. Now, there's a lot of great food and beverage and culinary world on the Strip, and I'm not taking anything away from all the talented, hardworking people there that I truly love and admire and respect. But there's really interesting stuff that's independent.
Yeah.
That the owner of the restaurant took his life savings and poured his heart and soul into every dish of food and every bite that you eat.
Right.
And that's a completely different and unique and special experience. It's happening in downtown Las Vegas. It's happening in Chinatown. It's happening in some other cities. It's definitely starting to grow in Henderson, in Summerlin, and all these other areas, because people that have been working on the Strip are now seeing, hey, I don't want to work for a big company and corporation. I have my own creativity. I want to make my own decisions in business. And all of these things is what partly of what motivated me to go open Good Pie. Definitely. And now, I got to tell you, I'm living my dream. I should have done this 10 years earlier. And all of the beautiful feelings of satisfaction, of creativity that flow through these independent business operators. Guys, we want Heyman to have this feeling, so please go to the crowdfunding campaign. One more time, where can we make a contribution to your brick-and-mortar restaurant? Tell us where to find it.
If you go to my website, tardyshopusa.com, the landing page has the link to my crowdfunding page.
Thank you so much.
Indiegogo. You can find it on Indiegogo.
Indiegogo also. Guys, thank you so much for your support. Get on there and make a contribution. We can be back after these messages. You're listening to 99.7. The Highway Vibe. This is Vincent Rotolo, your host, giving you the Foodie 411. And we're back. 99.7, The Highway Vibe. This is Vincent Rotolo coming to you live from Palm Plaza Studios, giving you the Foodie 411. Yes, we're in the studio. And one of the wonderful things we have this time of year is festivities of holiday season upon us. And it gives me a warm and happy feeling, but that reminds me who we have here in the studio, Diana Edelman of Vegan's Baby. Diana, welcome to the show.
Wow. Thank you for having me. Wow. That's a really awesome. Warm welcome.
And also, we have a bonus here. We're with none other than Nina Manchev of Forte.
Yes, thank you.
Forte. And it's so... I'm so happy to have both of you here because you're two of these really strong and powerful women that I just admire so much. And I really kind of, Nina, one of the things about you, you recently at Forte celebrated a milestone anniversary.
Yeah, 9 years.
9 years.
9 years in the Vegas scene.
In Vegas. Congrats on that.
Thank you.
That to me, I really am curious because you've been in business longer than I've even been in town. I'm living here 7 years now. And so, and I could, you know, look back to when I first got here and I feel like the city today is drastically different. What was Forte like when you first opened 9 years ago?
Oh man, it's gone through so many different waves. But when I opened originally, it was a very small shop, very more like a bar scene.
Got it.
And then the way that it was set up, we were not able to serve larger parties for the licensing and everything. And then we expanded and kind of grew little by little over the years, which is a little different.
What was the inspiration to just start the restaurant? Was that always the dream of owning your own restaurant, or did something happen in your life that changed and put you in that course? Like, how did the restaurant come to be?
I mean, I always had a fascination with not just food and beverage, but what that means to certain people. I was fascinated with how it connects people. And it's just a language in itself that you can communicate wherever you go. And the way that I grew up through traveling and with my family and what that meant to us is actually taking a break from the day and sitting together and eating and drinking and kind of extending your time. It's a way to connect and not just to go in, feed yourself and leave. And I really wanted to recreate that for the Vegas dining scene. And
the menu there, it's really part of your family culture, is it not?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so can you talk us, tell the listeners and everybody out here that's not ever heard of Forte, like exactly what type of cuisine and what the room feels and looks like?
So I think that was the biggest thing in the beginning is... to be honest, a lot of people were probably really confused with what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't want to limit ourselves to one particular type of cuisine. We wanted to capture the best of Europe and, you know, represent Bulgarian food that I grew up on, that my grandma cooked, that my dad cooked. And that's how we connected with each other and spent time together. And then as well as incorporating food from other cultures that's not that similar, even though people might think that it's way off, but Spanish cuisine, Russian cuisine, Serbian cuisine.
It's incredible. And what I love most about the restaurant, every time I go there, I feel like it's a party.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a party. It's not just the food and the way everybody's moving around the room. And sometimes there's live music. Yeah. And even when there's not live music, it kind of feels like there is live music.
Yeah.
Because there's always a festive attitude amongst you and your team. And your mom and dad are part of the restaurant, yeah?
So yeah, my parents, again, were very close. And my dad helped me set up the kitchen in the beginning. He's been very valuable. My mom, too. We always spend time together. And I think, I mean, that's the main place that we're able to even see each other. throughout the day, and that's when we started doing our holiday parties and things like that. So
wow, and it's great. And so is there a holiday party coming up for this year, or is that just going to be like top secret, like industry stuff?
No, I mean, yeah, we're going to, of course. So Christmas Eve is huge for us.
Yeah,
that's
Christmas
when we
Eve.
Like to celebrate, so we'll definitely do something there. And then New Year's Eve, we always do a nice little party.
And I got to tell you, last year, I got the keys to Good Pie on December 7th, and my family went away for the holidays, and I was here in Good Pie every day trying to figure out recipes, and I was by myself for the first time in what I can remember, and I was fine. I was just in my like laboratory, like hermit in Good Pie. And then Nina invited me over to the party on Christmas Eve, and
yeah.
I went and brought meatballs, and it was like, by the way, it felt even better than if I was with my own family.
Yeah, it was
shout
awesome.
Out to the Rotolo family. I love you. But it was an incredible time. And so that's what I remember most about your restaurant, is that during the holidays, if you really want to get the feeling of just like home, mm-hmm. go to Forte and
yeah.
eat this food.
Yeah, we want everyone that comes in to feel like family and that they have a voice there and,
yeah.
and can just relax and have a great time, meet friends. Engage with, you know, the people that work there. It's not, you know, a very buttoned up, serious environment.
Oh, no, it's not. And speaking of which, right, Diana Edelman. So Vegan's Baby, we're going to get into this as soon as we get back from break, guys. But there's a very exciting partnership happening amongst Vegan's Baby and Diana and Forte. And so, but just before we get to that, right, you guys have to stay tuned and listen in. But, because there's a big scoop coming. So, tell me about Vegan's Baby, because I know there's a lot of fun stuff going on, Diana, and all the vegans that like worship you. It, by the way, if you're out there and you're not vegan, you should check out Vegan's Baby, because the food is delicious and everything she talks about is like, everything she touches literally turns to gold. So you need to know. But just tell us how Vegan's Baby even started up.
Well, Vegan's Baby started, it's a long story, so I'll really condense it. I was doing elephant rescue in Thailand.
But you were rescuing elephants in Thailand, and then it started a business.
Well, yeah, so
that's
it started
the start.
With that. It
that's
started
incredible.
With that. Yeah. And then...
Wait, sorry. I'm not sure I heard that right. I'm like stuttering. You were rescuing elephants in Thailand.
Yes.
What does that even mean?
I was working with a nonprofit organization, literally going on elephant rescues and taking them to a sanctuary. I was doing their PR and social media, going undercover in Southeast Asia, learning about like the realities of elephant tourism. And that made me stop eating meat.
So the treatment of the elephants in Thailand help to make the decision for you final, like, I am no longer eating meat because of the treatment of these elephants.
Well, it was that, and then just seeing, because I worked for an animal rights organization, seeing the way animals were treated and being, like, up close and personal with these animals.
That's so
was
amazing.
Eye-opening for me.
So that was the moment you became vegan?
No, that was the moment I stopped eating meat.
Okay.
I didn't become vegan, actually. I lived abroad for 4 years, and I always said, I can never give up cheese, I can never give up eggs, I can never give up
so
pizza.
So that's the difference, because some people listening may
yeah.
not know, and I don't even think I really know, so
mm-hmm.
sorry. So the difference between not eating meat and being vegan is all the dairy products?
So vegetarian is that's no meat, but you're still consuming dairy.
Got it.
And honey and things like that. Vegan is nothing. No living animals were harmed for me to live
Got
my life.
So
basically.
The animals, right. It's
yeah.
a different thing. It's not just eating. It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle.
Veganism.
Yes. There's plant-based diets,
Got
which are no meat, no dairy. No animal byproducts. And then there's vegan, which is like, I don't buy leather. I don't buy wool. I make sure my products aren't tested on animals and things like that.
Got it.
But so I went vegetarian. And then when I was moving back here, I had always said it was too hard to go vegan. And then I was trying to come up with like something I wanted to do when I moved back here. And my friend was like, well, you should go vegan and just show people how easy it is. And so like I did a quick search online to see what opportunities in Vegas existed for like vegan stuff. And there just wasn't a lot. And so,
right. So there was a big void that you could
exactly.
fill.
Exactly. And so I was like, well, you know what? I'm going to start a website. I'm going to go vegan because animal rights is a really, really hard industry to be in. It's a constantly like, I was just constantly crying. It's just a very hard reality
so
to live.
It started out as you wanting to go vegan and then just kind of chronicle the story of what
exactly.
that was like.
And it was my way of
That's
being
amazing.
An activist. Yeah. Like I wanted to still be an animal rights activist without constantly being sad. bad. And so this is my positive way to make change. So I came here, I launched Vegans Baby, and I literally documented all of the places I was going that had vegan options.
And when did you start doing this?
I launched Vegans Baby May 2016, so 2.5 years.
All right, so it's been 2.5 yep. years for you and Vegans Baby, and then obviously Forte just celebrates their 9-year anniversary. Mm-hmm. And then how did the two of you actually meet?
you want to tell the story?
I think you do a better job telling it than I do.
Yeah, let's hear this story.
Okay, I'll start this one out.
So there was it was at a male strip club. No, just kidding.
So that was the second. So another thing that Forte helped facilitate was I had a customer, and I'm going to say Joey. She comes in all the time, and she's vegan. She's like, you have to meet Diana. You have to meet Diana. Every time she comes in, she's like, you have to meet Diana. I'm like, okay. And then Eric Gladstone came in
one
time.
Shout out to EG. I call him EG. Shout out to EG Gladstone.
And we're talking about things, and I know he knew Diana, and I'm like, who is Diana? Why am I not meeting Diana?
Who is Vegan's Baby? Why are you keeping her away from me?
And then Eric did a group text between me and Diana, and
so it's led to this new partnership. Now, yep. We don't want to give away the scoop because we're going to take a break for these messages, but when you want to hear all the new exciting stuff that Vegan's Baby and Forte are doing together, stay tuned. We're listening to 99.7 The Highway Vibe. This is Vincent Rotolo, giving you the Foodie 411. We'll be back to these messages. And we're back with the Foodie 411. I'm your host, Vincent Rotolo. This is 99.7 The Highway Vibe. We're coming to you live from Pawn Plaza Studios right here on Las Vegas Boulevard. In the studio, we have with us Nina Manchev from Forte, Diana Edelman of Vegan's Baby, and now we want to get into this new partnership between the two of you. I'm so excited because I really believe that you're filling a necessary void in the market with this new venture. So, Diana, can you tell us a little bit about what's happening with the two of you now?
Well, Nina and I have partnered to form a food distribution company called Pure World, and it is the city's only all-vegan food distribution company for restaurants and retail.
It's called, what's the name of it?
Pure World Distribution.
Pure World Distribution. I love the name. I gotta tell you.
Right?
It's great. How'd you come up with the name?
Oh, at the male strip club.
Oh, okay, got it. True story. No, listen, it sounds like it could go either way.
It's a nice contrast.
This could be a vegan distribution company, or it could be an entertainment company.
It sure could.
But either way, it's good. So now, are you up and running now? Can we place orders with you? Or what's the status of this new business?
Yeah, we are launched.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have now added cheese delivery to my resume.
Wonderful.
Yes.
So tell me about some of the products that you have now. Can we talk about the products?
Yeah.
Okay, so what is it that you're selling, the vegan stuff that you're distributing here?
Well, we have a couple different types of cheeses, and we're getting meats and stuff. So we're very much in the beginning stages, but we've been able to service a lot of businesses in town. And
wonderful.
We're acquiring more products as it goes along, but we'd like to stick with select items and not oversaturate what we're doing and make it easy for everybody and provide a good service.
How are you finding, because one of the things I love to do, I've been doing vegan stuff since me and Diana first started working together back in August of 17 and yada, 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 and time's gone by, but my girlfriend's vegan, so I'm involved in the vegan culture more and more. And so don't worry, Ma. I'm still going to eat meat, all right? It's okay. I'm going to be all right. Not going to be malnourished, but I am just educating myself as a chef and as a restaurateur on the best vegan products that I can possibly find. So what are some of the name brands that you're selling, and why are you choosing these products over some others in their market? Can you tell us, Diana?
Well, right now, we have a company called TGI Vegan.
And TGI Vegan.
Yes. And so these are vegan fried eggs. Mm. And, you know, I think some of the hardest things for people to make the transition to are dairy, so eggs and cheese. So we partnered with Vegan Fried Egg, or TGI Eggs, and it's a fried egg. And it comes frozen. And you stick it on a frying pan and it fries up, and it's got very similar texture to like a normal egg, minus the runny yolk. We also have a couple different types of cheeses. Nina, do you want to get into the different cheeses we have? Or
Well, I think if you'd like to get into that, but we're still going through all the
we have a couple cheeses. Different ones we're working on right now. Yes. So I think to mention some of them is a little premature.
Okay,
but we have really good cheese, and we are constantly bringing on new products as well. In the next couple of weeks, we'll have some meat products and some other cheese products and a couple other things that you really cannot get at the restaurants here, and we're going to be bringing them into the city, and we're very excited to be able to do that and fill a void.
This is so great. Yeah. I think you got, first of all, you each have your own businesses that you run, and that's hard enough, but now starting this distribution company, it's a lot of work. I mean, I don't know how you find the time to do it, but I am very, very proud that you're doing this because it's needed. The sourcing of good quality products is too hard. And, you know, a lot of times the better options and the first options you hear about, the companies with this big marketing budget, guys, they're marketing these products, and the money on R&D and the money on keeping the products pure is going to marketing. And so, you know, not everything's created equally. And so in your restaurant here, the ingredients that you use, I know you're very ingredient driven, right, Nina?
Yes.
And so you're still serving meat and like non-vegan products. Is there any plan to take Forte vegan?
So a lot of the meat dishes and stuff, it's like a respect to the culture and everything like that. But what people don't know is Bulgarian cuisine is also very rich in vegan dishes, like naturally vegetarian and vegan dishes, things that you get from the earth.
Can you give us an example?
Well, like one of the, so I actually took all the vegan items that were on my menu that no one knew that they were available, and I put them on a separate menu.
Wow.
You know, based on Diana's advice. And now people see it's like 13, 14 items that just got lost.
It's interesting.
Menu.
It's interesting.
Different stews, veggies, salads, like things you, a lot of people have their own gardens in Bulgaria. A lot of people are able to go readily to like the farmers markets and stuff. So it's always that type of
food. So you can stay true to honoring Bulgarian cooking traditions and still be vegan at the same time.
Absolutely.
Without compromising anything.
Absolutely.
And without upsetting any ancestors. See, I can't do that at Good Pie. Mm-hmm. Because it's pork.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, and I looked into it and you know, we're honoring the Nona, right? We're honoring the grandma at Good Pie at my restaurant. And so serving meat products are always going to be a part of what we do and always a part of my life. But it doesn't mean you can't open your mind to creating the best vegan options possible. And that's what I try to do. And Diana helped to inspire that, among others. And I really want to... So what
do
you say?
I think for you, too, you're very conscious about what you're doing. So I'm sure you're very conscious about where you're getting your meat products and where you're getting these different ingredients and how you're incorporating that.
Well, I won't be conscious at the hangover brunch.
Well,
New Year's Day. I won't be conscious on that.
Yes. Like getting a nice, good product that is...
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you to say. And it means a lot to me because we are trying to do two things. And I think vegans struggle with this, too. We want to balance the unbalanced world of paying tribute and honoring tradition while still being innovative and using modern technology and modern information to further the food movement. And how do you do both? That's the question I ask myself every single day. How do you balance that and still make the move into... Because most people that don't know what you know about Bulgarian food, Nina, they might think, how is that possible? But then when you do the research and you do the work... You realize more things are vegan than we actually think are vegan.
Yeah.
And there's people that are giving a stereotype to the word vegan because they're not educated. So, Diana, how do we help these people? What do you say to that person listening that when they hear the word vegan, they're turned off and they haven't even tasted a vegan item in their lives?
Well, a big part of being vegan is compassion. And so I always try when people are like, oh, there's a negative connotation with vegan. I try to just be very kind and open-minded with them and show them that, hey, look, you know what? I'm just a normal person that just eats different than you. And my goal with Vegans Baby is to show people how delicious vegan food can be and not attach it to the animal rights movement or these other stigmas that are associated with it, and just show people that, hey, look, I can do this. You can do this. Vince, you like vegan food. Nina, you like vegan food. Like, it's that easy.
Surprisingly.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I've surprised myself. I've made these mushroom balls, these meatballs. On Thanksgiving, we were at my brother's house and he made a chestnut Wellington. He roasted chestnuts and did the mushroom, the duck cell, and everything you would season the same way Gordon Ramsay would do it at Hell's Kitchen and do that Wellington of beef, right? He did that with chestnuts and it tasted almost identical. And I was blown away and I was shocked. And so what I want to say to people out there that are listening, not just vegan food, any type of food, culture of food, whether it's Indian food or a toddy shop menu, or it's a vegan dish or some other dish that you just are not familiar with, understand that you're saying no to someone's heritage. You're saying no to someone's tradition. And I really would like people to just open their hearts and minds to being adventurous in the culinary and just try new things.
And just to be inclusive. Yeah.
Right. But don't forget tradition.
Yeah.
And if we do both, good things will happen. And if the consumers that make purchases would have those thoughts in mind, more independent, passion-driven businesses and food and beverage would flourish, and fewer of the dollars we're spending in this town would go to fund corporate takeover of food, which is not what we want in life.
It's really all about conscious consumerism, I think, and just like making the most conscious purchases you can. And I think that's what really drives change.
Well, I'm not running for office.
Options.
Yes.
To have having the options. To be able to do that.
Yep. And so are there some events coming up? So Veganuary's coming. I always say it wrong.
Veganuary.
So tell us about what is Veganuary.
So Veganuary is, I'm pretty sure it's the first vegan dining month in the nation. And I launched it last year. And it's restaurants all over the city launching or offering special vegan menus for the month of January, benefiting the NSPCA.
That's amazing. And so how can we hear more, or where can we find out more information about Veganuary and what's going on with that?
So it will be announced. Everything's in its final stages right now. The middle of December, we're going to name all the restaurants, the menus,
so
where
we should
you can go.
Follow you on social.
VegansBaby.com.
VegansBaby.com, yep. And Instagram, VegansBaby.
It's all VegansBaby. Everywhere
so
you
VegansBaby
go.
On Facebook, VegansBaby on Instagram. Yep. Check it out. And also, where can we find out about information on Forte? Is it the website or the Facebook?
Yeah, so the website is barforte.com, and then Instagram and Facebook is Forte Tapas.
Guys, you've heard it here first on the Foodie 411. We're going to be back after a short break. You're listening to 99.7. We want to thank our guests, Nina Manchev and Diana Edelman. We'll be back. This is Vince Rotolo giving you the Foodie 411, coming to you live from Palm Plaza Studios on Las Vegas Boulevard. And we're back on the Foodie 411. I'm your host, Vincent Rotolo, listening to 99.7, the Highway Vibe. Thank you so much for joining us for one of our best shows we've ever had. I would like to thank our guests, Hemant Kinshore of The Toddy Shop, also known as the Six Pack Chef. Please support Hemant in his mission to open The Toddy Shop as the first brick and mortar toddy shop in the country right here in Las Vegas. Go on to the crowdfunding campaign. Check him out on Facebook or go to thetoddyshop.com. Also, thank you so much, Nina Manchev of Forte Tapas. You can check out Nina at barforte.com and go see live music, awesome food, a great vibe, and a really family fun party atmosphere that balances the tradition and innovation of Nina's Bulgarian heritage at Bar Forte. It's amazing. Also, thank you so much, Diana Edelman. Guys, check out vegansbaby.com for all the latest updates on the hottest vegan trends, new restaurants, menus, and also Veganuary coming up. The first ever vegan month in the country is happening, Veganuary, here in Las Vegas. And Good Pie will be featured in Veganuary as well. So stay tuned next week for more information on hot upcoming trends. And don't forget to go check out Big Dog's 25th anniversary this Saturday, December 1st at Kitchen at Atomic. Go down to Kitchen at Atomic on the Facebook page. You can get tickets for that. That's all for today, guys. We thank you again for joining us. See you next Friday at noon here at the Foodie 411. I'm Vince Rotolo, your host, and you're listening to 99.7 The Highway Vibe, coming to you live from Palm Palace Studios on Las Vegas Boulevard. We're out of here.